Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I tell you what, it's so great to be here back in studio on this Monday morning. I probably could have done the show on the road, but we've got way too much to share with you here this morning. I know we're going to run out the clock. I know we're going to run out of time here. We've got highlights from the Trump rally, the Trump Sheehy rally Friday night in Bozeman. Then on Saturday, I had the great honor of emceeing a rally at that beautiful baseball stadium in Kalispell, the home of the Range Riders there. And man, what a beautiful stadium. I mean, I felt like I was looking at a painting. It was just such a beautiful ballpark with such a beautiful backdrop. And then to have the one and only Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan out of Ohio, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee there alongside his friend, Navy SEAL and Western Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke. Absolutely incredible event. And then we were at Sykes Diner yesterday having breakfast with some great folks. Just all around, what a trip. But had to make sure I got back into studio today because we've got so many highlights that we want to share with you here. I'll try to sneak in some phone calls maybe this hour of the show as well. But man, I'm looking at everything. I was able to interview Tim Sheehy, the GOP U.S. Senate candidate who was there with President Trump. I interviewed him from the floor of the Trump rally. I caught up with Senator Steve Daines. I caught up with Attorney General Austin Knutson, Congressman Ryan Zinke. I ran into our friend Heather Nauert. Heather Nauert, you know, she's got a lot of family here in Montana, lives in Montana part of the time when she's not back in New York City and elsewhere. But, you know, she was a longtime reporter for Fox News. Then President Trump named her to be his spokeswoman at the State Department. So it was fun catching up with her. We served together on the National Advisory Board for Warriors in Quiet Waters. So she's such a great supporter of our veterans and what she does supporting Warriors in Quiet Waters. So a lot to share with you. I think where I'm going to start is coming up after our first break here. I want to play Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy's speech to the crowd Friday night for those of you that missed it or those of you who maybe were there in person and so much excitement that you'd like to hear it again. Because then, you know, for those who weren't there, we'd like to get your reactions, your thoughts, and more. But, man, I've got to start doing some math here because Congressman Ronnie Jackson, the Navy Admiral, the White House doctor, the Iraq War veteran, man, what he had to say about this phony flip-flop, flat-top liberal Senator John Tester and the way John Tester falsely trashed this Iraq War veteran. You've got to hear what Ronnie Jackson had to say. So cool to see him at the rally. Plus, we'll have highlights from President Trump's speech and so much more for you here on this show. But yes, we'll start with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy right after the break. And then I'm gonna save Ronnie Jackson for the 9 o'clock hour because folks, especially in small town Montana, need to hear that. They need to know that whenever Chuck Schumer and John Tester are lying about combat veteran Tim Sheehy, this isn't the first time they've lied about a decorated military veteran. That's all they do is trash our veterans while they prop up Tim Walz, who committed stolen valor, of course.
Securing America.
9/11 Day was created by David Payne and Jay Winnick, who lost his younger brother Glenn in the World Trade Center attacks. Payne says it's played a role in remembrance.
It was our organization in partnership with the 9/11 families that worked on a bipartisan basis with Congress to get September 11th designated in perpetuity as a day of doing good.
Since 2016, they've organized large-scale volunteer hunger relief service projects. This year, they'll pack more than 9 million meals.
September is Hunger Action Month anyway, so it's a wonderful opportunity for us to both weave in the chance to remember and pay tribute on 9/11, but also try to address the hunger crisis that continues here in America.
Faith groups, nonprofits, and corporations can sign up to help.
It's an incredibly inspiring thing to see the way America's companies, now 23 years later, are really still pitching in to help keep the promise to never forget.
For more, go to 911day.org. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
If you missed this earlier in the week, he fired his last shot at the Olympics in Paris on Sunday. Monday, he was on his way back home to Billings, Montana. And Wednesday morning, we were honored to have silver and bronze Olympic medalist Brady Ellison drop by our radio studios. Great conversation. I've got the full story and some incredible photos from Paris. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, the story from the 1924 Paris Olympics that's not being told. Incredible story there, too. MontanaTalks.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, there's one line that Tim Sheehy uses that's one of the best lines of the entire Trump rally, where he says, it's time to stop this, let's just say, Adam Schiff, and save America. We'll have to edit that one out a little bit for you here because we are over the airwaves. And so there's some words we can't use, but it was really one of the best lines of the night, just putting it bluntly. But here we go. We'll get to as much of it as we can before the next break. This is Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy's speech at the Trump rally Friday night. And thanks to our friends at the Right Side Broadcasting Network for letting us share this audio from their YouTube page.
Well, you know my name. Did you know those are also my pronouns? I've been a he-she for 38 years. I can tell you, going to middle school in the 90s, that wasn't a fun name to have. And that is a joke, but it's also an illustration of the lunacy we're seeing in America right now. Where we are telling our boys that they're girls and our girls that they're boys. And John Tester voted for it. He voted to put boys in girls' sports. He has been a rubber stamp for the Biden-Harris agenda every single time it matters. You'll hear numbers like 91%. You'll hear numbers like 95%. The truth is, every single time America's been on the ballot in the U.S. Senate, John Tester's voted the other way. Every single time. And in the last 3.5 years, Kamala Harris has broken more ties than any other vice president in the history of this country. And that's because of one person, John Tester. And in a state that President Trump carried twice by 20 points, John Tester couldn't find the courage to say, I'm going to vote against these terrible policies that are bad for Montanans. I'm going to vote against these policies that are bad for America. And I'm going to vote against these policies that are bad for hardworking, everyday Americans. And what they've done is they've put you in the back seat, and they've continually enriched all the D.C. special interests that pay for John Tester's campaign. He is the number one recipient of lobbyist dollars of every single political candidate in this nation, including presidents. I served as a Navy SEAL. My wife was a Marine. We met in the military. And during the wars we were deploying on and off, we saw each other like 45 days spread across 5 or 6 years. And that's the secret to a happy marriage, right? Just kidding. My wife's my best friend. I'm so lucky she still puts up with my crap. We love this country. We joined 18 after 9/11. When you joined after 9/11, I'm sure who we got post 9/11 vets in here? Where are our veterans? The rest of our veterans, stand up. I want to see all our vets on your feet. Thank you. Thank you. And all of you did something. All of you did something that John Tester never did. You put your country first. And when my wife and I joined the military at 18 after 9/11, there was no question what was going to happen. We weren't going to get free college. We knew we were going to war. And we're going to war to protect this great country. I've been to about 93 countries around the world. There's some beautiful places. But there is nowhere I would rather raise my family, build my business, or call home than the United States of America. We are so lucky to be Americans. And if you wonder why we have a border crisis, it's because everybody wants to come here and be Americans. No one's walking across deserts to move to China. No one's drowning in the ocean to move to Russia. They are coming here to be Americans, and we should be proud of that. But I'll tell you another thing. America is at a crossroads. And when I discovered that, I've never run for anything in my life. I haven't run for student council. I haven't run for Congress or anything else. But when I watched the sacrifice of my friends, whose names I still wear on my wrist, we fought hard in Afghanistan. We answered our nation's call. And I still fly water bombers to this day. I protect our public lands. Just last week, I was out water bombing, protecting your land.
And by the way, where was Liberal Senator John Tester? Where has he been for nearly two decades now? Of course, bankrupting this country. All right, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We're going to play more. There's a few minutes left here of Tim Sheehy's speech at the Trump rally Friday night in Bozeman. I was able to interview him on the floor of the Trump rally as well. I'll save that for later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But, yeah, coming up after the break, a few more minutes of Tim Sheehy's speech right before President Donald J. Trump. And then, hey, we'll sneak in a phone call or two if you want to jump in on the conversation, give us your reactions to the events over the weekend, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. But yeah, what a weekend. MontanaTalks.com, the video that I'm playing right now is from the Right Side Broadcasting Network. They live stream the whole thing, so thanks to them for giving us permission to share this. But then I've got a whole bunch of videos that will soon be coming that I'll get on our Montana Talks website. I've already got a whole bunch of photos, MontanaTalks.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right back into it here. A few more minutes of Navy SEAL veteran and GOP Senate candidate Tim Sheehy's speech Friday night at the Trump rally in Bozeman. And, yeah, David Noble was there with me in the media pit. And right next to us, you know, the bleachers were full. All the seats were full. And then in the back, they had to leave some space open, I think, for security purposes, et cetera. But they finally decided kind of at the last minute, hey, let's let a few more people in for standing room only. So it was a standing room only crowd of 8,500 plus at the Brick Breeding Fieldhouse. And David was doing his Twitch TV podcast streaming live, and he asked some of the people, he said, hey, how long had you been waiting in line? They had been there since 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They probably didn't even get let in until maybe 8 o'clock or so at night, maybe 7 or 8. I can't remember what time it was. But they told him, they said, there's probably 10,000 people behind us that didn't make it inside. Think about that. Think about that army of people that couldn't even make it into the Trump rally Friday night. But also think about that army of people that are there to back you up, that are there, that are willing to stand for our country. All right. So Tim Sheehy was talking about how just last week he was serving as an aerial firefighter, fighting to save and protect our land. Where's John Tester? Oh, that's right. He was probably at the Bistro Cacao sipping vodka cranberries after he drove his Prius over there, raking in lobbyist cash, the number one recipient of lobbyist cash. Let's pick up where we left off with Sheehy's speech.
And I was flying water bombers in California by day, and by night I was on my phone trying to get American citizens, allies, interpreters, people that fought alongside us to fight the terrorists, Joe Biden abandoned them in Afghanistan. He left them behind. And he left billions of dollars of equipment. And in the wake of that, I got involved in politics. I said, enough is enough. I'm sick of this bullshit. We got to save this country. And a couple years later, here we are. The reason I'm running for this seat is very simple. When I understood the importance of this race, when I understood that the control of the United States Senate came down to this seat, it was clear that my new path to serve this country was in the U.S. Senate. I got out of the military and started a business in my barn right out of town here. Bridger Aerospace has been a Montana success story. We've created hundreds of jobs right here in this state. And when we created those jobs, we had a lot of veterans on staff. We were fighting wildfires, innovating new technologies and ways to protect our communities. And I'm proud of that. John Tester attacks my company every single day, and it's disgusting. You should be ashamed of that. Just like he attacks my war record, and you know why? He attacks my war record because he doesn't have one. He attacks my business because he's never started one. But let's put all that aside. Let's talk about what matters to Montanans. I can't outspend John Tester on the air. He's got way too much money. So I do grassroots campaign, all 56 counties, every VFW hall, every rodeo. We're going to every small town, shaking people's hand, looking them in the eye, and telling them why we're going to win this race and how we're going to save this country. Native brothers and sisters, what have the Democrats done for you? What have the Democrats done for the reservations and the tribes? Why do you continue to vote for them and send them back to office? I ask you to consider supporting our campaign because we will put you first. To working men and women. The open border crisis is destroying our reservations, our urban communities, and our rural communities. Fentanyl's pouring into our state and is tearing apart our families and the fabric of our country. 100,000 Americans a year, thanks to Biden and Harris, and Tester voted for it every time. For everyday working Montanans, gas prices are double, diesel prices are double. Your home's more expensive, inflation's at record highs. How is this economy taking care of you? It's not. It's been an upward transfer of wealth under the Biden-Harris-Tester regime. They've taken money from your pocket, and they're paying off college student loans with it. They're paying for illegal immigrants' hotel rooms with it. They're sending hundreds of billions overseas to other countries when they should be supporting you. They should be supporting hardworking Montanans. And I'm thrilled to have President Trump here supporting us. He's the first president in a generation not to enter us into a foreign war. He's built the strongest economy in a generation. Securest border in a generation. And he showed strength on the world stage. And we're going to send him back to the White House in November. But you have a very important job to do, because if Donald Trump gets to the White House and doesn't have a Senate, he's not going to get things done. You need to deliver him a Senate by retiring John Tester. And across all 56 counties in our state, I've heard one thing from Montanans. They want common sense back. They want common sense government. And what does common sense mean to Montanans? They want a secure border, safe streets, cheap gas, cops are good, criminals are bad, boys are boys, girls are girls. This fall.
There you go. Absolutely incredible speech there by Navy SEAL veteran and GOP U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy. Thanks to our friends at RSBN for letting us use their live stream feed. By the way, that full video of every single one of the Montanans that spoke on the stage and folks out in the crowd, you can see it on our Montana Talks website right now. And that's in the running thread. And then I've got a photo gallery with, a whole bunch of photos from the rally as well. Some photos that I took, some photos that that we have access to thanks to Getty Images as well. So it's a great little photo gallery you can check out later. All right, let's go into the phone lines here, and then I'll play more highlights from the Trump rally as well. Francis in Big Fork, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Well, great to hear from you, but better yet, it was good to see you this weekend.
Well, it was good to see you and Jim Jordan, and it was a big, fun time. And he's such a humble man, just like Sheehy. And, they have to win. And Zinke, he's always a great host. And, when he comes and visits you and talks to you. I mean, he always talks to everybody. And so we got to get Zinke in. We got to get Sheehy in. We got to get rid of old Ding Ding. I mean,
Tester. Who might that be? Oh, yeah, Tester, yeah.
That, but anyhow, because we got to, and we got to get Trump in, and we got to get Kamala don't want you to say Muslim terrorists because she supports Hamas, and she doesn't want to be called a Muslim terrorist. So Kamala is a Muslim terrorist from now on.
Well, she certainly is aiding and abetting the radical Islamic extremists. It was so outrageous to see her questioning and our friends in Israel and just undermining them. I mean, it's okay to question, right? But under it's the undermining of our allies and the undermining of Israel that is so tragic and so unfortunate from somebody who is currently the Vice President of the United States. And then, Francis, I'm sure you saw how she ripped off, her running mate Tim Walz is guilty of stolen valor, and now Kamala Harris, it's stolen policies, stolen proposals. You know, Donald Trump is the one who pledged no more taxes on tips, and here comes Kamala Harris, just like she's lied about everything else. She's on camera opposing fracking. She's on camera opposing red meat consumption, plastic straw bans, all sorts of crazy stuff. But now she's, just like John Tester, she's pretending to flip-flop on all of it because it's an election year. And now she's trying to steal Donald Trump's no tax on tips lines. It's just so funny. Let's go to Frank in Evergreen before the break. Frank, what's going on? We got about a minute or so before the break.
Hi, Aaron. Yeah, I want to talk about that old adage, if a tree falls in the forest and no one else is around to hear it, does it make a noise? Now, what about this Christmas tree at the White House this year? If Biden puts one up and then Kamala shows up and wants to tear it down and she cuts it wrong and, my God, it falls on her, would it make the sound of joy to the world?
Well, of course, obviously we wouldn't wish harm on anybody, even our opponents, even though they wish that harm upon Donald J. Trump. I mean, look at all the crazy leftists, even here in Montana. I even had a lady in Hardin tell me, "Oh, I'm one of those people that wish the shooter hadn't missed." And there are so many on that side that they openly wish that President Trump had that his life had been taken. No, we're trying to save America here. We're trying to save this great country. That's what our side's doing. And by the way, look at that. 10,000 people likely didn't make it into the Trump rally. And think about it. They were out there, how long they were in line, and yet no big riot. Mostly peaceful. Totally peaceful. And yet limited law enforcement. That's our side.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Both the House and Senate voted in the past 8 months to ban the use of TikTok in the U.S. unless its parent firm, ByteDance, divests itself from the Chinese government. But now the House is removing all TikTok and ByteDance apps from its official congressional devices. That includes CapCut, Hypic, Lark, and Lemonade. It takes effect on August 15th. An official House email reads, quote, "In the coming weeks, the CAO Office of Cybersecurity will distribute additional communications regarding the block and removal of desktop and web browser versions of ByteDance products. The federal government is in active litigation making the case that TikTok's connection to the Chinese government represents a national security threat. Use of ByteDance products by House employees would undermine that argument if they're using those apps on their phones. This marks an escalation of an earlier staff ban on TikTok, despite the cybersecurity and national security concerns raised by the chief administrative officer of the House and the Biden administration. Many lawmakers continue to use TikTok." With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. DNA breakthroughs have connected an accused serial killer to three cold cases in Southern California. Three sex workers were strangled to death months apart in Ventura County in 1977. Police always believed the cases were connected, but couldn't figure out who was responsible, and the cases went cold. Last year, 46 years later, police in Surry County, North Carolina, uploaded the DNA profile of a man they had in custody to a national database. The DNA belonged to now 73-year-old Mississippi native Warren Luther Alexander, who was arrested in Surry County in 2022 for the 1992 strangulation murder of 29-year-old Nona Cobb. His DNA matched evidence from the California cold cases, and he was extradited to California to face three counts of first-degree murder. But investigators believe there could be other victims in other states, as Alexander worked as a long-haul truck driver. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, I'm trying to do a little bit of the math here. And, you know, I went to journalism school, so math isn't the strong suit here. But I'm looking at the 9 o'clock hour. It's like, wow, wait a minute. Okay, 8.5 minutes, Congressman Ronnie Jackson on the stage. I think I got to play every second of that because that is something that everybody across Montana needs to hear. You know, John Tester doesn't just falsely trash military combat veterans like Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy. He falsely trashed, falsely attacked Admiral Ronnie Jackson and Iraq War veteran Ronnie Jackson. And by the way, Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, has committed stolen valor. Yet you haven't heard squat. You haven't heard a peep out of this phony John Tester. So actual veterans who go to, you know, actual combat veterans who go to Iraq, who serve their country, get attacked by John Tester, get attacked by the Democrats and the fake news media. But Democrat governors like Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate, lies about serving in war, and they don't get attacked by John Tester. The guy, and of course, John Tester never served, so what does he care, right? That guy is a straight-up phony. But, yeah, I'm looking at that. Man, that's about a good 8 minutes there. President Trump had some remarks. Congressman Ronnie Jackson gives remarks. Then we've got, the best part. I played the full speech by Tim Sheehy, but the best part is actually when Donald Trump calls him back up on the stage. That's the other part I'm going to play coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. I interviewed Daines. I interviewed Zinke. I interviewed Heather Now and Attorney General Austin Knutson. So, yeah, man, that's... that will almost fill up our 9 o'clock hour. So let's get to, some more of your phone calls here for right now. Let's see. Who do we got next up? Kevin in Billings next up on the phone lines. Kevin, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to do a podcast later today about somebody that was at the Trump rally. I thought the rally was very positive. The only complaint I had is I wanted to hear more about, you know, how he was going to solve problems like Social Security. Talks about Social Security, but what's he going to do to attempt to solve it? The other thing that I'm concerned about is if Donald Trump gets in there, the deep state could be so powerful, he may not be able to get much done. I think if we elect Tim Sheehy and other conservatives, that we might have a chance. But then again, remember, Mitch McConnell was the one that was stifling his health care plan, Donald Trump's health care plans. We've got to, just because Donald Trump won, we still have to fight. We have a good fight on our hands.
No, that's right. No, yeah, good question about Social Security. And, overall, saying that you'd like, would have liked to see more focus on solutions. I think, man, I would encourage you to go back and listen to that full hour plus long speech by President Trump. Plenty of solutions. But here's my take. One, you're exactly right about Mitch McConnell. Thankfully, Mitch McConnell is retiring. Thankfully, he is on his way out. And we could have a Montanan as our next Senate Majority Leader. I know President Trump would love to see Senator Steve Daines as the next Majority Leader of the United States Senate, but he's got to win these Senate races first, including right here in Montana, which, of course, is what he is working to do right now with this big Trump rally in Bozeman. But broader, I guess I would slightly disagree with you, or I would slightly respectfully disagree with you, Kevin, here, because I would say, even though we heard a lot of solutions and policy prescriptions from President Trump on Friday, we really don't need to hear anything. We don't need to hear anything from Donald Trump. We don't need to hear anything from Kamala Harris other than, she needs to be held accountable for her failures, because we already know what happened. We know what Donald Trump did. He already showed us what the solutions are. He showed us what the solutions are after he served 4 years as president of the United States. Kamala Harris can talk about no tax on tips and try to steal the policy proposals of Donald J. Trump all she wants. But we already know what her failed policies are and have been, right? And so we don't need to hear what these candidates want us to believe or want us to think. We can look at what they've actually done. And to me, that's such an easy choice here between Donald Trump and the crazy policies of Kamala Harris and then this wacky Tim Walz guy. By the way, I mentioned this. I was in Laurel Thursday night. I was in Laurel at the High Plains Brewing talking with some great folks there. And there was a group of guys having a beverage, and one guy said, I asked him, I said, where are you guys from? You grew up here in Laurel? And one guy said, no, I'm from Minneapolis. He said, yeah, I moved here about 3 years ago. And I said, well, why'd you move from Minneapolis? And he says, well, why the hell did you think? And it was like, yeah, fair point. I figured that was coming. Of course he left Minneapolis, and of course he left Minnesota, because they have absolutely destroyed that city. They have destroyed that state. And who led the destruction? Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota that Kamala Harris is now named as her running mate, the guy who lied about serving in combat. Absolute train wreck. All right. And then I ran into a really nice young family at Sykes Diner in Kalispell yesterday and got to talking with them. Same story. They left Minnesota. And I said, why'd you leave Minnesota? And they said, well, and they went on down the list. Minneapolis burning and the rioting and the COVID lockdowns, the COVID mandates that the Democrats were pushing in all these blue cities and all these blue states. In other words, Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate, destroyed Minnesota, destroyed Minneapolis. So why would you put him in charge of our country alongside Kamala Harris when you've already seen how destructive her policies are also? Next up, let's go to Jolene in the Gallatin Valley. Jolene, great to hear from you.
Hey, Aaron. Good morning. I just wanted to, really just thank the Lord for that rally. We had spent Sunday afternoon praying around that building. And, sorry. It was just very good. And I'm teaching my children about spiritual warfare. And we understand Ephesians 6. And when you get to see what we saw on Friday night, it's just awesome. And my 16-year-old, of course, he couldn't help himself. He had to go see what the counter little protesters were about. and he was hanging out with the media guys. And he's just like, Mom, they couldn't even, like, use anything these guys were saying, and the video guys were just going crazy trying to find something that was useful that they could put on the air. They let these people talk, the protesters talk, and then be like, yeah, we can't use that. So anyway, he was just over there. He wanted to see what the protesters was about. He was just like, they think that they're getting something done, Mom, but they're not. Why don't they come with us?
Yeah, good question. Very good question. Very good. Did you say Ephesians 6? Is that what you said, Jolene?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
No, that's good. It was crazy. So I thought, while I was listening to you in one ear, I pulled up that Bible app on my smartphone that I referenced last week with the 1924 Paris Olympics story. And
yeah.
Ephesians 6:12 was already pulled up in my phone. And I'm not kidding. Ephesians 6:12 was what immediately came up because it was part of that 1924 Paris Olympics Bible study that I referenced last week. By the way, Congressman Jim Jordan also referenced Chariots of Fire in the 1924 Paris Olympics in his remarks at the baseball stadium in Kalispell on Saturday. I just thought that was absolutely incredible. You know, what's interesting, Jolene, is that you talk about having tears in your eyes right now, tears in your eyes at what you witnessed at the Trump rally on Friday night. I got to meet a guy at Sykes yesterday in Kalispell. He had tears in his eyes. He had to wipe away tears as he was talking about our country and how concerned he is for the future of our country. And he wasn't even at the rally, but he knows how impactful that rally was as well. What was so impactful to you in particular?
I think just the attitude of unity. You know, we didn't actually get in the field house. We showed up at 4:30. I had four of my kiddos there. My oldest got off work and she's calling me and I'm like, I don't think you're going to get in, honey. I don't think we're going to get in. We were just, you know, kind of back there visiting with folks, but I think just everybody's attitude there was just amazing.
You know, it was funny. I was on Main Street, Bozeman. We were set up out in front of Plonk and the JW Heist Steakhouse, and we were doing one of our events paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana, and I was amazed because you would think, you know, downtown Main Street, Bozeman, we would have gotten a lot more pushback, but man, there was a ton of Trump supporters out there that were headed to the rally or knew they weren't going to get in, so they figured, let's go cruise around downtown Bozeman, but I ran into a ton of local Bozeman folks who were like, thank you for being out here. But you know what was interesting? If you saw somebody with an American flag shirt on, you knew who they were supporting, right? No question, you knew who they were supporting.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And so they back away from the bio amid the stolen valor controversy, which is getting louder and louder. Minnesota National Guard Command Sergeant Paul Herr accused Walls of misleading voters about his military service in 2018. He was on Fox and Friends. He continually claims that he retired as Sergeant Major. He is not. He's a retired Master Sergeant. And then he recalled that Walls told other soldiers that he was going on deployment to Iraq while at the same time having backroom conversations with other peoples, other entities inside the National Guard to make sure that he could retire. I mean, if that was his move, fine, but don't lie about it. Don't lie about your rank either. And that's what he did. He used a rank that he never achieved in order to advance his political career.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't wait.
6263. That's 406-201-6263.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we'll try to get to every one of the callers on the phone lines right now. And then the 9 o'clock hour, we'll see. I'll try to save some time for some phone calls at the end, but I've got a whole bunch of content to share with you, and a lot of which wasn't included in the live feed. I've got several interviews that I did at the Trump rally, so fresh content you haven't seen or heard anywhere else. That'll be coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Let's go to Jerry in Billings. Jerry, what's going on?
Yeah, it's Gary.
Okay, Gary, good to hear from you. Sorry, we got a guest producer. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. While you were basking with Donald Trump, on Saturday we had the luxury of John Tester running two full-page ads and all of his supporters, how great he is. There was a list of, I think, around 100 that he listed his accomplishments and people. So if you don't know that, you should pull that up.
Yeah, I saw it. It was a paid-for print advertisement. I saw it when I was at one of the cafes. I think the shameful part about that is these newspapers made an advertisement look like it was an actual news story. When it wasn't news, it was fake news. It was a John Tester commercial, but they made it look like news. And I thought that was pretty pretty poor form on these newspapers' parts. It shows how desperate they are for money because they've been losing so many readers and advertisers, of course. Next up, let's go to Ron in Big Fork. Ron, what's going on?
I just wanted to comment on this Montana Supreme Court race. A retired Montana Supreme Court Justice, James Nelson, made a comment that Trump got what he had coming to him. You talk about a low-life statement, and the Democrats are always wailing about hate speech. That's what you call hate speech. And Nelson is pals with Jerry Lynch, who's running for Chief Justice of the Montana Supreme Court. So Lynch is out also.
Yep.
We've got to vote for Dan Wilson. He's the only one with a level head in this race. We got to start turning this Montana Supreme Court around, or we're finished.
That's right. And that's, yeah, Dan Wilson in that race. And then in the other Montana Supreme Court, you've got a race. You've got Corey Swanson, a great candidate running for Chief Justice. No, you're exactly right. Nelson was celebrating this assassination attempt against President Trump, absolutely despicable. But the fact is the left-wing mob majority on our Montana Supreme Court is right in line with that guy on everything. That's how crazed radical leftists they are. All right, we got about a minute to go. Grandpa Lou, hey, great to see you in Laurel. And then I think I saw you at the Trump rally, too.
Yes, thanks for having me on, Aaron. And real quick here, the Trump rally in Bozeman, I can't believe the unity and just the camaraderie and the love and the patriotism from everybody. And I was standing in line with a bunch of Democrats, too. And I was real surprised on all the young people, and I'm sure you were, too, that were 25 and under. Gee, 30-40% of the crowd were young people. And the gentleman that just called before, I seen that ad that they were talking about Tester. And you're right, that's a paid advertisement. And all them people that said they supported John Tester, they were so proud they wouldn't even say their last name.
Good point. Good point.
And
I'll bet Bob Brown is too chicken to come on this radio show to answer for why he still claims to be a Republican. What a fraud. Grandpa Lou, great to hear from you. Great to hear from you. All those Democrats you were talking about that were in line with you, they're now Trump and Tim Sheehy supporters, I'll bet, aren't they? If they weren't before Friday night.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Hold on, just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.